Alurani, depending on NCNA, NCY, HRS, RICH, ARDS, 64-year-old female comes in on 21st of January for a complete physical as a new patient required by State of Michigan, MICH, IGAN, Department of Health Services for insurance. She has problems of headache, often on neck pain because of cervical degenerative joint disease, arthritis, and chronic low backache as well. Her left eye has been a little bit more prominent, watery, it's itchy all the time, and she's concerned about it. Our past medical history is significant for arthritis, degenerative joint disease, backache, neck pain, headache, hypertension, depression, anxiety, COPD, IBS, history of kidney stones, and hypothyroidism. Surgical history, appendectomy, and social history. She is a smoker. Complete review of system was done. On examination, she is a little bit nervous, anxious. Her vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic, no neck rigidity, no temporal tenderness, but she does have slight limitation of movements at the cervical joints, especially rotation and lateral abduction and adduction. Both the eyes are examined. She does have prominent eyes, especially the left eye is a little bit protruding with injected conjunctiva and watery. Pupils are reactive, eyes, nose, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, enlarged, no thoracolumbar, no carotid. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackle, no good inventory. Previous S1 is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender pulse on the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Focal neurological examination was unremarkable. Without any neurological deficit, musculoskeletal examination was normal. All joints have normal full range of movements, except for she was unable to bend properly at the LS point, and so she has limited movements at cervical spine. No swelling, no erythema. General condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, new patient to the service for a complete physical required by State of Michigan Department of Health Services for insurance. She does have problems of cervical degenerative joint disease, neck pain, low backache, headache, abnormalities of the left eye with protrusion, hypertension, COPD, depression, anxiety, IBS, and hypothyroidism and nicotine addiction. A detailed discussion was done. Modification of lifestyle was explained. Exercise and follow up as needed. Thanks for referring the patient. Call me if you have any questions. Next patient is Sharon Ford, S-H-A-R-O-N Ford, F-O-R-D, seen on 21st of January for a complete physical pap and a pelvic breast and rectal examination. The patient is doing fine. She has been following with a vascular doctor and cardiologist. She hasn't been taking any statins because of aches and pains, and plus she has been really doing good with a good lipid profile since she has underlying history of coronary heart disease and carotid stenosis. She needs some screening studies which are recommended by Dr. Mark, M-A-R-K-Z, Karabajaya, K-N, K-A-R-A-B-A-J-A-I, K-I-A-N. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, social history, and family history reviewed in detail and documented. On examination, she is alert oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy. Lungs are clear, she does have carotid buoy related to her surgery. No thyromegaly. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory. Serious S1 is too audible, regular systolic murmur positive, which is radiating to the carotid. regular beat. Abdomen soft, no tender bulges in the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable without any deficit. Musculoskeletal examination is normal, with normal joints without any swelling, erythema, or limitation of movements. Both the breasts were examined, normal appearance. General condition of the skin is normal, no skin puckering, no nipple deformity. All four quadrants in both the breasts were normal, no anterior or supraclavicular lymph nodes palpable. Vaginal examination was done, external genitalia normal. Cervix was visualized, cultures were taken from the aorta and vaginal adnexa, manual examination was done. And no discharge, no bleeding seen. A rectal examination was done. She does have hemorrhoids, but no blood seen on the finger, no polyps or any fissures noted. Assessment and plan number one, complete physical examination with pap and pelvic breast and rectal examination, which was done. The patient does have history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of carotid surgery and aortic surgery. At this point, I want to rule out aortic aneurysm because of the underlying history. We will do ultrasound of abdomen and peripheral arterial Dopplers. She is due for a complete physical exam, a complete physical blood work, mammogram, colonoscopy. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction.